5 years ago on the same type of event, we vaccinated 149,000 students just like you. And by the end of this month, by the end of June, we will have educated 150,000 youth nationwide. Could be anywhere today. He helped counsel President George W. Bush. He sits on an advisory type of group that helps make world peace happen called World Economic Forum. He meets with CEOs that make millions and millions of dollars every day. But he chose to be here today because just like everyone in this room, he had a dream as well. And make no mistakes, because once he knows when you're making a mistake, you just make a choice to correct it and move on. He is committed to empowering every young, brilliant mind in this room and students like you across the country. So if you could please help me with a warm welcome, round of applause for Chairman John Ryan.
There's Carol Takagi. Raise your hand, Carol Takagi, LA Unified School District. Thanks for being here, my friend. This great school. Do you want to be rich?
Yeah!
Well, I love that piece. If you want to be rich, the first thing you got to understand, I love your smile. There's a difference between being broke and being poor. Being broke is an economic condition, but being poor is a disabling frame of mind and a depressed condition of your spirit, and you must vow never, ever, ever to be poor again.
Tell us.
Now, some people, the media, people who don't know any better, suggest that you're not going to make it. They suggest that you're a statistic, a negative statistic. They suggest that you're not going to be a success story, that you can't learn, that you can't be the president of the United States if you don't want to be. They suggest that you can't be a senator or a CEO or a governor or a mayor or a big baller, shot caller. They suggest that you can't succeed. Are they right?
No!
Can you do anything that you want to do?
Yeah!
Very good. So the first thing that you've got to understand is that wealth starts in your spirit. We're not human beings having a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings, love your smile, having a human experience. Now, how old are you?
Eight.
Okay. How old are you?
Seven.
And how old are you?
Seven.
All right. How old are you?
Ten.
All right. Ten. So between seven and?
Ten.
All right. Don't count me out. I'm 11. All right. 11 back here. 12, right? All right. I got it. Now, if anybody here says that they're like 14 years old, sitting there, we got a problem. Okay. So check it out. Now, you guys are really good. We're going to have a conversation here for a few minutes. So the way this conversation happens is, when I talk you, very good. And I'm going to respect you, and you're going to respect
me.
Very good. We got great ground rules. Now, I'm going to ask you one more time, because I'm not sure that you're really focused on this. Do you want to be rich?
Yeah.
They're focused. So check this out. Here's your first clue. When I was growing up, in a place called Compton, California. Anybody even know what Compton is? Just raise your hand. Okay, good. My mama, I was 10 years old, just like the young man back there, 10 years old. And my mother didn't want me, you know, everybody in Compton was trying to be cool. You know, yo. So everybody was trying to be cool. And back in my day, if you wanted to be cool, now, you know, you wear these baggy, stupid blue jeans and these white, stupid t-shirts with this fake white gold around your neck that turns colors. But back... But back when I was growing up, the uniform was brown khakis. And they had a crease down both sides. And the pants were so tight, they stand up in the corner all by themselves. You know, and you didn't want to wash the pants because you didn't want to mess with the crease. Well, my mother, everybody dressed like that, okay? My mother didn't want me to dress like that. My mother understood that groups don't succeed, individuals do. My mother decided to dress me funny. Now, I don't mean funny as in fun-loving. I mean funny as in cruel, mean. You see, I'm 10 years old in Compton. And my mother dressed me in a three-piece. Velour suit, generalized with a ruffled shirt. And a big, 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 big bow tie. And my mother sent me to school in Compton, dressed like that. Young ladies and gentlemen, I got my natural rear end whipped every single day. Because kids, you know, kids would say, well, why else would he dress like that? You know, he must have some money in his pocket, some paper in his pocket that's, you know, black for money. He must have some paper in his pocket. Why else would he dress like that? But when you open the lapel of this suit, it said, not Giorgio Armani, the designer. Not Sean John. No! It said, designed by Nita. You see, my mother's name is one Nita Smith. She made these ugly suits and sent me to school in Compton. Now, once you start wearing these suits, you begin to stand differently. And then you begin to walk differently. And I had a briefcase in one hand. There was nothing in it, but I had a briefcase in one hand. And then I had some Stacy Adams shoes I'd wear. I'd sell them on mail order to all of my students. How old was I? Very good, 10 years of age. And I did not notice that kids would detour past my house, go to the liquor store, be late for school. I thought it'd be a travesty before God to have my friends late for school. So I went to the liquor store and said, sir, you're selling the wrong kind of candy. He said, go away, little boy, I have a college degree. I said, that's nice, I've got cavities. You're selling the wrong kind of candy. So he hired me as a box boy to work at his store. And in 3 weeks, which is about how long you want to work as a box boy at his store, and if you get a job at McDonald's, that's a good thing, but don't make it a career path. Get in and get out. So I went and I worked at this store for 3 weeks, long enough to learn how to buy, wholesale, and sell retail. How much is a bar of candy? Now, what am I doing? 20 is right. So what should you do? Very good. 50 cents, okay, you obviously started shopping Walmart, okay? Got a deal. How much?
A dollar.
A dollar, okay, I remember it being a dollar. You got took, but it's a dollar, okay? How much? $1.99, that's one of those big, super-sized candy bars. Okay, how much?
$1.50.
Okay, so between 50 cents and $1.99. So let's say it's a dollar. A dollar. Is that retail or wholesale? Well, I heard some very good answers. If they're selling it to you, that is very good. So if you buy it at wholesale, you buy it at 50 cents and you sell it at a dollar at what? Right, okay, so you buy it at 50 cents, which is what? Not low sale, wholesale. Okay, so you buy it, one more time, you buy it at 50 cents, which is called what? Very good, you sell it at a dollar, which is called what? Give them a round of applause, very good. First lesson. All right, so now here's the second lesson of how to get rich. So I went from the liquor store, I borrowed $40 from my mother, we went to Iris Food Store, the sign on the box said Iris Food Store, where he bought his candy. I went there to open my own neighborhood candy house, I bought the candy, ate through half the inventory, hate the candy to this day, sold the other half of the inventory, had enough money to go buy an entire new inventory of candy. That means you're making a lot of money on you. How old was I? I opened the neighborhood candy house and I made $300 a week. Is there anybody in here that would like to make $300 a week? Ah, okay. Very good. Now, okay, put your hands down. Very good. Now, I'm talking, what should you do? Very good. You guys are fantastic. Give them a round of applause, will you? So here's a big lesson. Here are two final lessons of how you get rich. Number one, you gotta do the 10% rule. So when I'm working at that store and I made $1,000 a month, 10% of $1,000 is, somebody said it, I heard it. Very good, give me some love. $100, give them a round of applause. So now, when you make $1,000, you didn't make $1,000, you made $900. When you make $500, you made $450. When you make $100, you made $90. What am I doing?
Subtracting
what? What'd you say?
10%.
Oh, 10%. Give them a round of applause. And what do you do with that 10%? Save it. Very good. Save it where? Very good. Okay. Here is the last lesson. Are you ready? Daniel Soto, the first John Bryant USC scholar. Raise your hand. Thanks for being here, Daniel Soto and Marco Soto. Sit down. You'll meet him later. You'll meet him later. You'll meet him later. Okay. So here's the final. You guys have been so good. Pretty good, Lamar.
Pretty good.
Here's the final lesson of how you get rich. Are you ready? You gotta decide what kind of bird you wanna be.
I'm an eagle.
I'm talking, what do you do?
Yeah.
Listen very, very carefully. I'm only going to say this once. Listen very carefully. There are three types of people, like three types of birds. Great kid. There are eagles, there are buzzards, and there are turkeys. Now, an eagle never flies in packs. You've never seen a flock of eagles. An eagle is a high altitude bird. An eagle's